Welcome back, Wawa Land. I've pretty much said it all morning long that today's show has a bit of a theme to it, and that theme is censorship. Let's start off our censorship theme with a little song, shall we?
Hey, let's go Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planned it. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. When you ask questions, they start banning. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon.
So last week, Thursday to be exact, this song entitled Let's Go Branded by Christian rapper Bryson Gray was removed from YouTube due to, and I quote, medical misinformation. Yes, that's what YouTube said. Medical misinformation. YouTube also went ahead and banned this rapper, again, Bryson Gray, from posting anything on YouTube for 2 weeks. Here's the email from YouTube. It says, and I quote, "Our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our medical misinformation policy. We've removed the following content from YouTube. Let's go, Brandon. We know this might be a disappointment, but it's important to us that YouTube is a safe place for all. If content breaks our rules, we remove it." So Gray actually appealed this. So far, no word from YouTube on that appeal. He also spoke to Fox News saying, and I quote, "Why is the most censored rapper in the country someone that doesn't even curse in songs? Why can you rap about murder, sex, and drugs? But when I rap about questioning the government, I get banned. Is this still America?" That's what he said on Fox News. And you know what? He's not wrong. Rappers Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, you remember them, right? They can get up on stage at the Grammys and sing WAP, a sexually explicit song full of all kinds of derogatory language, and have that performance posted on YouTube, and that's okay. But this guy can't poke a little fun at the president? Otherwise he gets banned? Full disclosure, by the way, I feel like I need to say this. I'm not a fan of the term, "Let's go, Brandon." Of course not. No. But YouTube is dripping with hypocrisy on this one, right? This song, Let's Go Brandon, by the way, climbed on the charts, reaching the number one spot on iTunes. So folks are still apparently trying to find it, trying to play it. So that happened, as I mentioned, on Thursday. Then fast forward to the weekend, sticking with our censorship theme this morning, our very own Congressman Jim Banks, he was suspended from Twitter. I'm sure you've heard this story by now, but for those of you who haven't, he was suspended because he tweeted out this response to the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps, making Assistant Secretary of Health Rachel Levine the first female four-star officer and the first openly transgender four-star officer in the uniformed services. Okay, so this happened. And so then the congressman tweeted out the following, and I quote, "The title of first female four-star officer gets taken by a man." That's his tweet. Twitter said that he was to be suspended. He needed to take the tweet down for basically intentionally misgendering a transgender. I don't know how else to say it other than that to sum up Twitter's words here. So in response, Congressman Banks then released a statement via Facebook saying, and I quote, I'm just going to read the whole thing to you. He says, "I tweeted out a factual statement and Twitter responded by silencing me. And Twitter is preventing millions of other Americans from stating the facts that don't align with their left-wing worldview. You can't discuss the origins of COVID or Hunter Biden's emails. And you can't say that biological sex is real. The list of thought crimes keeps growing. We cannot allow big tech to rewrite reality and erase objective truth from our public forums. When Republicans take back the House, we must rein in big tech." Guys, here's what it kind of comes down to for me with both of these stories. This is a very dangerous misuse of authority. Suddenly, misinformation doesn't really mean misinformation anymore. Misinformation has turned into a term to mean a statement you don't like or a statement you don't agree with. To me, misinformation is actually just the new lingo for fake news. You don't like it, you don't believe it, you don't want to believe it, just call it fake news. Just call it misinformation. At this point, this is beyond free speech. And it's scary the power that big tech has over people's thoughts, feelings, and opinions. It's downright scary. Congressman Jim Banks, he's going to be joining us live tomorrow morning coming up at 7:40 to talk about this very topic. So definitely be tuned in for that at 7:40 right here on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Podcasts by Federated Media.